With me today on the phone, I am joined by the lovely Sarah Laughling again from the NSPCC. We've had her on before, of course, coming back to talk a bit more about what the NSPCC has been up to, particularly in Essex at the moment. Hi, Sarah, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you, Georgia?
I'm very good, thanks. How was your Christmas?
Yes, a good break over Christmas. It was lovely. Lots of time relaxing, binge watching series in my pajamas.
Nice.
That sort of thing. Yeah, I think everyone had started the new year with some challenges. Mine certainly was homeschooling and working.
Yeah, how's that going?
Yeah, it's challenging. We're getting there.
Good. It's very inspiring. Very well done to all the parents at the moment that are homeschooling their kids. It's good to hear.
No, I'm hoping we don't get interrupted while talking.
Well, if we do, we'll make it work. It's understandable at the moment. Now, obviously, as I mentioned, we've had you on before. Hopefully going to have you in the future as well, just to keep updated with what's going on with the NSPCC. What's happened since the last time we've chatted about NSPCC and Childline?
Yeah, so Childline remains here to support children and young people. We know nearly 55,000 counselling sessions have now taken place about mental health between April to December last year. Sadly, the pandemic has had a huge impact on children's mental health. We have seen an increase in the number of counselling sessions about mental health and emotional health with children aged 11 and under since lockdown measures were first introduced, with a monthly average rising by 16%. Children who contacted Childline counsellors about their mental health also spoke about concerns including low mood, low self-esteem, depression and anxiety. Children also discuss loneliness. We know this has also risen by 10% compared to pre-lockdown period in January to March. We know these figures fluctuate depending on if we're in lockdown. I know my own children are desperately missing contact with their friends. They want to be doing activities and they want to be playing sports. Some children have been feeling really isolated and overwhelmed due to concerns about family members catching the virus or school closures and cancelled exams, while others have felt cut off from support networks and are missing friends and family. One girl, she contacted Childline. She was 16. She said, "I feel really sad and lonely. I need to talk to someone because I don't really have anyone right now. I'm really struggling with the whole isolation thing. Most days I find myself just lost in my own thoughts and feeling numb. I'm classed as a vulnerable person, so my isolation lasts for 12 weeks, which seems like a lifetime." And we get so many contacts from young people who are, you know, lonely and sad and lots going on.
It's so difficult to hear, you know, that the pandemic is having that sort of effect on children and young people. Obviously, such an important time in their life and they really need that communication and contact. So what would you recommend to young people feeling like that and struggling with loneliness in particular during the pandemic and isolation?
In our Childline service, will always be there for children, whether they want to call us or email us. We do have a Childline website, which is brilliant, childline.org.uk. We have a message board on there. We have a calm zone. We have resources and support information. So I would say to any young person to definitely go onto our website. We've got so much on there to help young people.
Amazing. Well, that sounds great. And I know also from recent stats from April last year, you've got a 40% drop of volunteers with Childline. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, no, you're right, Georgia. It's mainly because Childline counsellors would usually travel to a Childline base.
Right.
But due to the pandemic, we've had to adapt how we run our Childline service. So we've provided technology to enable some Childline staff to work from home. So having fewer counsellors in the room means we were able to put social distancing measures in place for those staff and volunteers to come in safely. But with the restrictions, it also means that some of our volunteers are unable to support Childline at this time. A majority of our Childline counselling is delivered by volunteers. And in response to the latest worrying figures and with COVID restrictions continuing, the service is urgently appealing to people to support us. So we're looking for volunteers who can spare 4 hours, one evening a week or at the weekend, so Childline can be there for children when they need us. With schools closed, so the majority of pupils until mid-February and the whole of the UK is in lockdown, Childline has never been more important as a source of support for young people.
Absolutely.
I am a school service volunteer. I think I mentioned that last time I was on the show. And we've been unable to deliver our assemblies and our workshops to schools face to face. So I've now stepped up to train to be an online Childline counsellor. As an online Childline counsellor, we all work under the direction of a supervisor. So if ever a counsellor needs support, there's always a supervisor on duty. Childline also offers a debrief if you need one. Training is offered virtually and takes about 4 weeks. We have a combination of e-learning self-study modules and a virtual classroom study training. We then have observations and mentoring. It's brilliant training and you get fantastic support. So as children's lives continue to be impacted by the pandemic, it's vital that people like myself and fellow volunteer counsellors continue to be there for children. So if anyone can sign up and volunteer for Childline and help us, we really need your support. We can all do something for NSPCC and Childline to ensure that children are not left alone, isolated or overwhelmed. So any support anyone can give us, please do get in touch.
And that's amazing that you're doing that. It's so great to hear there are ways that people can get involved. As you said, really, really important to make sure that you guys can reach out to all the children that need it. And it sounds like a really great thing that people could do, particularly in lockdown when there might be less going on at the moment. If you have less going on and you'd like to fill that time, this is such a worthwhile cause. And as Sarah said, really, they really need the help at the moment. So if you can volunteer, that would be amazing. The NSPCC Essex branch this year is celebrating 125 years, aren't they, Sarah?
Yeah, that's right. So 2021 is our special year for the Essex branch, celebrating our 125th anniversary. Over the last few months, our volunteers and supporters across Essex have had to cancel events, they've had to adapt to virtual events. Supporters have continued to be so generous and have been making donations in lieu of events. So we're now looking ahead, and when lockdown is lifted, we'll start planning events again. Since the first lockdown, people are spending more time outdoors keeping fit. So we thought we'd encourage people to get active. We want people to get active and support our 125th year. So you could run, walk, cycle 125 miles in a month maybe, or you could set yourself a target of 125 minutes of exercise a day. How about get yourself fit in 125-day challenge? Anything you like to support our appeal would be absolutely fantastic, and you could get fit in the same time. We're looking for 125 individuals, groups, businesses to raise £125 for our anniversary. All funds raised will support the NSPCC school service in Essex, and we do hope we'll be back in schools very soon. So £125 will help us reach 40 children, help keep them safe from abuse and neglect. Please do contact me on east@nspcc.org.uk if you would like to support us in any way. Also, if you'd want to kick off 2021 by volunteering, we have lots of opportunities. We're desperately looking for groups of friends, colleagues or like-minded people to get together to organise events for the NSPCC. You can also get in touch by searching NSPCC Take On 2021. So yeah, there's lots of ways to support us. Just get in touch. And thank
you. Amazing. It sounds so great. Great to get active and get that 125 in there in any way you can. That sounds excellent. And I know you're going to have tons more things coming up as well. So we're going to hopefully have you back next month as well around the same time to chat about more and more things that I know are going to be happening this year. Thank you so much for chatting to me today, Sarah.
No, thank you so much, Georgia. Yeah, I'm happy to come on and give you an update.
Sounds great. And we can hear about how all the fundraising and celebrating is going.
Yes, hopefully we will be celebrating very soon.
We will. We will definitely be celebrating. It'll happen. We'll do it. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Georgia. Bye. Bye.